You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Eusebius McKaiser on 702.
Your number one news and talk station.
7 minutes after 11, it's time for Technobite with sweet white Aki Anastasio.
702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
You're just bitter, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't know at what point you entered my house while I was sleeping to come and taste me.
I love this country. You know what? When we stop voicing our opinions,
you give me kisses. I love giving you kisses.
No, you always know. You wear a very good fragrance.
Yes,
I'm trying to work out what your fragrance is.
Eat that, Bongani.
Which is your fragrance, by the way?
You know what it's called.
Yes.
And Julia, who accused me of being bitter black, will love it.
What is it called?
It's called Egoist.
Ew.
There you go. Black
I rest
Egoist.
My case. Eusebius McKaiser's fragrance is called Egoist.
From Chanel, darling.
From Chanel. I wear blue.
You wear blue.
We're both Chanel boys.
Okay, there we are. We've got lots in common besides being Greek. Okay. So, you know, he's literally flawed. And two things happened rarely in the world of radio. It is Eusebius being speechless, as I was this morning in the open line, and Aki being rendered speechless.
And blushing.
And blushing.
How are you, Eusebius?
You know, I'm very, very good, and I'm very excited about the first item we're going to be looking at, because this is local is lekker.
Well, absolutely, and you're holding it in front of you. And
don't lie, but I'm going to hold it now.
Oh, there you go. It's the Mesa notebook. Now,
yes.
Mesa's, you know, this is a company that I really love, because they've been around for a very long time. They started off with very humble beginnings, and they've got a production line in Midrand. So it's homegrown. They use the best ingredients that go inside the notebook. So, you know, they don't compromise on anything, and there's a reason why they've been in the business for more than two decades. But they really are a quality company, and they've just introduced this Mesa Z140C notebook. So don't worry about the coding, but it's a notebook that's got a 14-inch screen. It features the Intel quad-core processor, the Z8350. It's got a front-facing camera. It's got Bluetooth. It's got Wi-Fi. It's got USB-C, USB 3.0, and it runs Windows 10, and it has a battery life of 7 to 8 hours. Now, why I'm raving about this device is because, you know, in terms of form factor, don't expect to get a device that's going to feel metal and, you know, like, you know, what you're going to get when you buy a MacBook or one of the premium devices out there. But this is a great, affordable, entry-level notebook that's going to set you back 2,699 Rand.
2,000?
699 Rand. 2,700 Rand for a notebook with a 14-inch screen. It's a basic computer, right?
Mm.
But it really does work well for the entry-level stuff that you need to do. If you're a student, if you've got kids, that you don't want to go out and spend, you know, thousands of rands on a computer initially, this is a great one. It's affordable. And you know, it's a great thing that because the company is a South African company, obviously the components are, you know, come from all over the world, but you've got the local support. And that's the key. When things go wrong and when you need something replaced or when you need to check something up, they've got the local support. But and it runs Windows 10, and I've been very impressed with the performance, despite the fact that, you know, I was a bit concerned that, you know, it didn't have enough RAM, for example. It's got 32 gigs of memory. So, and you can, you know, can attach external memory as well. But as an entry-level notebook, it fills in the sweet spots. At 2,700 Rand, it's good value for money.
Good. Dude, you know I'm shallow. Aesthetically, this thing is cool. It's light.
It's plastic.
Yeah.
It's got a plastic covering, okay? So,
I mean, in a good way.
It looks good. There's nothing wrong with it.
Tweet a picture of it there.
Okay.
There you go.
And so it's available right now in the market, and the links are all on the website. And if you follow Eusebius or myself on Twitter, you'll find the links over there. In fact, you were with me. We went to go and see this computer last week at the HQ.
I was so impressed. I tell you, obviously you know a million times more about tech than I do. But the one thing that impressed me about the entire team at the factory was the servers. And also the commitment to try and compete despite the scale disadvantages with some of the global brands.
Yes.
And when you put that next to each other, the proudly South African element plus the competitive pricing of this entry level. You really have a product that we can be proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want more details, just go to shop.mesa.co.za. That's spelled M-E-C-E-R, shop.mesa.co.za, and you'll see the notebook on the front page. You can click and get all the specs over there. Now, this is very worrying, Eusebius, because as we speak right now, this is unfolding in Belgium. I picked this up earlier this morning. But these guys have found a vulnerability in the WPA2. Now, if you think, well, what is he talking about? But WPA, every time you click on a wireless network and you enter the password code for that specific network, whether it's on your home router, whether it's in a Wi-Fi network, wherever you might be going, you say, "Can I have your Wi-Fi key, please?" That Wi-Fi key is normally a WPA2 standard, which is really an encryption of letters that are difficult to break into, so people can't break into your network. That protocol has now been compromised. There are guys in Belgium that have said that we have found a vulnerability, and this vulnerability that's been exposed, the announcement was made early this morning, and in fact, as we speak right now, the guys at crackattacks.com, which is the company that's kind of found this vulnerability, are doing a worldwide press conference to talk about what these vulnerabilities are. But what it essentially means is that every router on the planet will basically allow, has the vulnerability that will allow people to, to basically get into your router. You know, they can access your router, they can access your home network, they can access the traffic that's going over the network. So it's potentially pretty dangerous, this vulnerability, and nobody has kind of come up with any solutions on how they're going to work around this, but it's the majority of Wi-Fi connections in the world that have been broken by these researchers. So,
you know, you're so ethical, Werner.
Why?
All I'm thinking is, yes, finally, I might be able to break into my neighbors. My neighbors are so selfish with their Wi-Fi passwords.
Yeah. Well, listen.
This is Ubuntu stuff here.
No, this is
ethical
massive.
Hacking.
Yeah, no, this is massive. I mean,
but you're right. Yeah, sometimes when you're sort of trying to free ride off other people's networks, you might do so innocently. But for every person who is just hoping to quickly log in for 5 minutes at Aki's expense, there's someone else looking for an opportunity for identity theft, online insecurity.
Yeah.
And one never thinks about that until it happens to you.
This is not about getting your free Wi-Fi. And when the U.S. Department warns that potentially your internet traffic can be monitored, and then they start realizing you're visiting this website, you're going to that website, then they're putting in another vulnerability, and then they get your codes. So I don't want to sound alarmist, but this is what's kind of breaking at the moment in the world, in the computer world, and it could have serious repercussions on all of us. So I'll have an update for us next week. And next week, by the way, I have got the head of Lego's global head of social media.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have him on Skype. He's coming into the country for a conference.
Awesome.
But, pick up some great teams on how an international company does social media in a very complicated digital world. And, you do social media really well. And how do you actually take your brand and use it effectively in a very complicated and a complex digital world? And then finally, Eusebius, I've got a little device standing next to you. I was at this launch, and I have to be disclosure, I was the MC at the launch as well, but there were, a whole lot of journalists over there. But this is FNB's next generation smartphone, and it's they've been so successful in this because the first one came out about a year ago. They sold about 75,000 of these devices. But now what's happening in the banking world, all the bank data traffic, so on your phone, for example, when you log into your internet banking, it's zero rated for most banks. But just double check with your service provider. But the banks are trying to get people out of the branches. They're trying to get people to transact digitally, use their apps. And this is where the new FNB Kinexys X2 and the A2 is going. It's there. The one you're holding in your hand is the flagship device. And I gave it to a couple of our colleagues upstairs, and they said, wow, this is pretty cool. It's a really nice phone. It's got a fingerprint reader, 13-megapixel camera, virtual reality capabilities. The lower-end device is slightly dumbed down in terms of features. But, FNB are saying, here's the phone. We make it affordable for you. We link your loyalty on your e-bucks, and you can get it for free depending on your loyalty level. And we want you to bank using the app. And the devices are surprisingly good. And if you go onto the website, you can find out how to get it. But they you know, they're running various specials. But it's interesting that a bank, and as far as I'm aware, this is the first bank in the world that has their own range of smartphones. Cool. And they're really good. And, you know, they offer a lot of other digital products like notebooks and that you can get. But, you know, this is – it's amazing how businesses have evolved out of just banking.
Mm.
They're a digital company and they're in the financial services sector. So they've got to service all those verticals.
A couple of people asking on Twitter, which is amazing, because if you're on the right side of the inequality divide, you don't think about these things twice, who are really keen on this product.
Yes.
The entry-level notebook. You're going to tweet that link, but just give it again.
Yes, so I have tweeted the link, but if you go to www or click on your browser and say shop.mesa.co.za, you'll find that computer on the front page, and it's just been launched at 2,700 rand.
Ah, there we go. Let me retweet as well.
Battery life of 7 hours, which is pretty good.
That is pretty impressive, yeah. Dude. That's very impressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to hold you accountable.
Yes.
While everyone's listening.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in big trouble.
I was expecting you on Friday. You're supposed to come and fix my pipes.
I know. I apologize. I forgot to come and fix your pipes. I need to go and connect to Eusebius's computer.
So I can
get him to the Wi-Fi.
Yes, because I'm busy with my next book and
upload his hard drive.
You know, we make all these excuses for not getting on with the next writing project. Mine is my clunky old machine that I need to do two things. I need to make sure that I don't throw it away before getting the data out of it.
Yes.
But I want to start with this new machine, new book.
I promise you I'll do it this week. It's just been a bit of a crazy week.
Okay.
Cool. Is your hard drive 1 terabyte or 2 terabytes?
Get out of here.